Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 早上好。
Yeah, I hope you can hear me well.
我希望大家能听见我。
It's good to meet with each one online.
实在是很高兴和大家能够在线上能够聚集。
So the COVID-19 pandemic has lasted 2 years.
我们知道这个疫情已经有两年的时间了。
When I meditate what lessons the Lord teaches me in such circumstance, I felt the Lord reminded me that He is preparing and training us to be kings.
当我在思想说主在过去的这些年日里面到底要对我们说什么做什么的时候，我感觉说主要借着这个环境能够在我们里面做一个训练，是训练我们做王的训练。
Yeah, some may ask, what kind of king is God preparing us?
有一些人会问说，到底是神要让我们成为什么样的王呢？
That question leads me to Acts chapter 13, verse 22.
想思想这个问题的时候，我就想到《使徒行传》13章22节。
So I'll read that quickly. And when he had removed him, this is referring to Saul, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will.
使徒行传13章22节这里说，既废了扫罗，就选大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。And
like Saul, who became king of Israel right after he was anointed by Samuel, David went through many years of hardship and discipline before he became the king.
不像扫罗，扫罗是在撒母耳高他之后，他马上就做完了。大卫的话呢，在做完之前经历了许多年的困苦和神的管教，最后才成为王的。He
was belittled, persecuted, misunderstood, and rejected.
他被藐视，被迫害，被不理解，被拒绝。
Yeah, and but his love of God, his love of God's people, and his characters were tested, refined, and proved.
但是大卫向着神的爱，大卫向着神百姓的爱，和大卫的性格都在这个环境里面受了试炼，受了这个验证。
Yeah, so not only that, he influenced others to love and follow the Lord.
不光只是这样，大卫不光只是自己证明自己他是爱神的人，他还能够影响他身边的人，能够来爱神，能够跟随主。Yeah,
so First Samuel chapter 22 verse 2 says, and everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was bitter in soul, gathered to him, to David, and he became commander over them, and there were with him about 400 men.
在撒母耳记上22章2节这里说，凡受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里，大卫就做他们的头目，跟随他的约有400人。So
those who gathered to David were not in good condition.
那些跟随大卫的人一开始并不是在好的光景里面。We
can see some of them were fugitives.
我们看见说有一些甚至是逃犯。But
as they gathered to David, they followed David, and then they saw his example, how he honored God, how he prayed to the Lord, and how he endured hardship and faithfully followed the Lord.
但是呢，这些人跟随大卫的时候，他们看见大卫的榜样，大卫是怎样的敬畏神，他怎样向主祷告，怎样来赞美主，他怎样在这个困苦的环境里面仍然忍耐，仍然有信心的跟随主。Yeah,
these men were changed and became David's warriors.
这些人就被改变了，他们都成为大卫的勇士。These
became honorable men, useful for the Lord in His kingdom.
这些人就成为那尊贵的人，成为在神的国度里面有用的人。Yeah,
this is the king after God's heart.
这就是合神心意的王的样子。Yeah,
a king who is not for himself, a king serves others and lead others to the Lord.
这样的一位王，他不是为自己活的。 这位人因为王是来服侍别人的，是为了主成为那些领袖，来带领众人来服侍主。Yeah,
sorry. So we can see, maybe I can say this way, in comparison of Saul and David.
也许我们可以把扫罗和大卫做一个比较。
Saul was a man who cared about his kingship more than God.
我们可以说扫罗是一个，就是他更关心他自己的王权，他不那么关心神的事情。
But David was a man who cared about God more than his kingship.
大卫是相反的，大卫是关心神的事情，是胜过关心他自己的王权。
So this is the kind of king that God our Father wants us to be.
这就是神我们的天父要我们所成为的那样的王。
Yeah, and this time when I was preparing the sharing, I felt the Lord directing my heart to study the book of James.
但这一次当我预备这个信息的时候，我感觉主带领我来读这个雅各书。
I think we are familiar with some of the teachings in James' letter.
我们对雅各书里面的教训，我们应该都会有点熟悉。
Yeah, such as be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
比如说我们都记得说要快快的听，要慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
Yeah, or humble yourself before the Lord and he will exalt you.
还有就是这个务要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
But young brothers and sisters may feel this is a book about do's and don'ts.
对那些年轻的弟兄姊妹们，他们读雅各书的时候，感觉说这书里面可能有很多的要做这个，不要做那个。
Yeah, so that sounds like a burdensome, like just some rules and commands hard to follow.
这些好像是一开始觉得是负担，是重担，好像是很多的规矩，很多的这个命令，我们而且是很难来执行的。
But the truth is, God never asks us to achieve His purpose by our nature and our own efforts.
但是那个事实是，神从来不要我们靠着自己的天然的力量和努力来达到他的目的。
Yeah, if I have to live all these teaching by myself, it will only get worse since my outward man is decaying day by day.
如果我们要靠着自己的力量来活出这些教导来，那个可能是很糟糕的情况，因为我们的那个外体，我们的肉体是一天一天朽坏的。
Yeah, I really can feel it, right? And the outward man is decaying day by day. But thanks to our Lord, the resurrected Lord, is living in me now.
像我们这个年纪的人，我们都觉得说我们的外体确实是一天一天的朽坏，但是感谢神，我们的复活的主住在我们里面，他帮助我们。
Yeah, only He can fulfill God's laws and commandments.
只有我们的复活的主在我们里面，能够帮助我们，能够来成就神的旨意。
And He, through the indwelling Holy Spirit, He's transforming us as we listen to Him.
借着我们里面内住的圣灵，他在我们里面做改变的工作，使我们能够来顺服，能够听我们神的旨意。
Yeah, just as Paul said, our inward man is renewed day by day.
就像我们保罗弟兄所说的，我们的内心是一天新是一天。
Yeah, so if we have the willingness to cooperate with him, then we'll see that his life in us enables us to do God's will.
只要我们有个愿意的心，我们愿意与圣灵来配合，我们里面就有这个能力，就有这个生命，能够来行神的旨意。
Yeah, so this time as I study the book of James, I study from the perspective.A king's training.
这一次当我在读雅各书的时候，我是从这个来怎么样来训练成为一个王这样的一个角度来读这本书的。
Yeah, and I find that it really opened my eyes. There's many lessons that a king need to go through.
主实在是开我的眼睛，让我看见说要成为一个王是有许多的这个训练需要经过的。
A king to be, I should say that way. Yeah, a king in training.
就是那个王储，要成为那个王，要经过很多的训练。
Yeah. So, because of the limitation of time, I think we may be able, maybe we can have fellowship upon, some points this time.
因为时间的关系，也许我们只能交通一些的点。
Yeah. So let us read James. We'll read a few passages.
我们来读雅各书，我们会读几节的经文。
First, please turn to James chapter 1, and then we'll read verse 1 to 5.
我们翻开雅各书，我们会读第一章的一到五节。
I'll read in English, and my brother will read in Chinese.
我们会先读英文的，然后弟兄会翻译成中文。
James 1. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
雅各书一章一到五节，做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请上注十二个支派之人的安。我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世于众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
And then we'll read the verse 12 in the same chapter.
我们再读十二节。
Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. For once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
So I think that just at the beginning of this book, we already find there are some lessons for a king to learn.
在雅各书的一开始，我们就看见这里面有一个原则，这王做王的人是需要来学习的。
This first passage. So I think I'll put them into five points.
就是关于第一句，我们有五个点来分享。
The first thing is about the bond servant.
第一个事情讲到是关于耶稣的奴仆。
Yeah, so a real king starts from a bond servant.
真正的王，真正的王是从一个奴仆的训练开始的。
Yeah, just as the Lord told his disciples in Matthew chapter 20, they're from 25 to 28. I'll read again, and my brother will read the Chinese. But Jesus called them to himself and said,You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his lifeAnd to give his life a ransom for many.
就像我们的主在马太福音二十章二十五节到二十八节这一段里面告诉他的门徒所说的话，耶稣叫了他们来说：“你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。”正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Our nature wants to be great, to be somebody, to be above others.
我们的天然人的话呢，是要伟大，是要成为有名的人，是要比众人都高一级。
Yeah, we do not have the character as a bond servant.
我们天然的里面是没有做奴仆的这个性格的。
And we don't like to be.Lowly.
我们是不愿意被藐视。
But thank to the Lord, His perfect life now lives in us.
但是感谢我们的主，他那完全的生命现在住在我们的里面。
Yeah, He will build such a character in us.
他在我们里面来把这样基督的性格也做出来。
Yeah, so that's the first thing, for a man to be trained as a king.
这就是一个人要成为王所经过的第一个的训练。
To be a bond servant.
就是做我们主耶稣基督的奴仆。
And then in the second thing is about this training that really takes a long time.
第二点的话是说这个训练的话呢，有时候要经过很长一段时间。
Just as the example of David, we know that it took him, if I remember right, 13 years before he really became the king.
我们看大卫的例子的话呢，大卫成为王之前的话呢，神大概用了13年的时间来训练大卫。
Yeah, so just as our brother Sun said, told us, like time gives us the opportunity and time also tests us.
就像我们孙弟兄所分享的，时间就是机会，时间也是试炼。
Yeah, so it is a process. It takes time to mature.
这是一个训练，是一个过程，也需要相当的时间能够使我们能够成熟。
Therefore, this training causes us to have endurance.
这个训练的话呢，就能够使我们有忍耐。
Yeah. So regarding that, the first thing we need to consider is that in verse 2, James says, consider it all joy.
在第二节这里说，你们要以为大喜乐。
Yeah, so there are two words we will have fellowship.
我们会来交通两个字。
The first word is the word consider.
第一个字的话呢，是关于这个，你们要以为。
Yeah, so this Chinese, yeah, so that's very, the Chinese translation is very similar to English consider. But I know that some English translation translate as count.
有一些英文的翻译的话呢，是翻译成就是计算。
Yeah, but actually that word doesn't mean, this is not about the counting. The original word has two meanings.
但是那个原文的意思并不是计算的意思，原文的话有两个意思。
The first meaning is to lead.
第一个意思是要来带领。
Yeah, therefore that word is translated to chief in some of the passages.
在圣经的其他地方，同一个字有的时候会翻译成就是为首领的意思。
Yeah, and the second meaning of that word is to consider.
那这个字的第二个方面的意思就是要来思想，要来考虑。
Yeah. Therefore, it has a meaning. It can translate as to lead before the mind.
就是意思就是说你要引导你的心思。
Exactly. So that is to say your mind is not just follow your emotion or follow your own logic, but you put God's purpose before your mind. So the God's purpose leads your mind.
这就是说你的心思不是跟着情感走的，你的心思也不是跟着逻辑走的，你的心思是必须按照神的旨意来带领，是按照跟着神的旨意走的。
Yeah, this is the same word used in Philippians chapter 2 verse 6. There that talk about the mind of Christ, that although he existed in the form of God, he did not regard or did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped.
这同一个字也用在腓立比书第二章第六节，这里说他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Yeah. So therefore, we understand here, James is not just say, oh, consider all joy is like some kind of positive thinking.
在这里，雅各弟兄并不是告诉我们说，哦，你要以他为喜乐，并不是说好像你们要积极的去思想这件事情。
Yeah, because this word talk about like, oh, you have to have to be positive, right? You have to be optimistic. That's not what James talk about.
对，不光只是说你要乐观，你要积极，这不是我们雅各弟兄所说的。
What he means that he did not underestimate the difficulty of temptations.
我们雅各弟兄的话呢，并没有低估这个困难以及困难里面的诱惑这个程度。
Yeah, but he's putting the thought of verse 3 to lead his mind. So what does the verse 3 says? Is knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
我们两个弟兄在第三节这里说，知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
In other words, that he knows that God has a good purpose for him, for all of us, through these trials. So he joyfully welcomed it.
换句话说，就是因着我们雅各弟兄知道神在他的生活中，在这个试炼里面，神有个好的良善的目的，所以我们的弟兄就欢喜快乐的来迎接这个试炼。
Yeah, so right now it's a Winter Olympics, right? So just think about it. It's a good athlete. He set his or her mind to take all the physical training and self-discipline in order to win the competition.
我们现在正是这个冬奥会的这个时候，我们想象一个好的运动员，他是为了要得金牌，他有一个目标在那里面，所以他的心思意念就决定说他要接受那些训练，有些是很困难强度很大的一些训练。
Yeah, so this is that word consider is to lead before the might, to let God's purpose lead our might.
这就是说我们要引导我们的心思意念，这样让神的旨意来引导我们的心思意念。
The second word is the joy, the word joy.
第二个字的话呢是那个喜乐。
Yeah, so let's think about David.
我们来考虑 来思想一下大卫的情况。
What was David's secret?
大卫的秘密是什么呢？
There's always you to read the Psalm 16.
我们来读诗篇16篇。
We will just read the two verses. First, we'll read the verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
我们来读诗篇16篇，我们就读两节。
Verse 8.
第八节，这里说，我要将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
And then verse 11. The second part. In your presence, there's a fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
十一节的后半部分说，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
So this was David's secret. He lives in the presence of the Lord, and then he found there's a fullness of joy.
这就是大卫的秘诀，他住在神的喜同在里面，所以他里面有满足的喜乐。
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
我们的力量是从神的喜乐就是我们的力量。
Amen. So, in the last 2 years, I think maybe the last 2 years gave us a lot of trials, right? So we probably did not consider them joy.
在过去的两年里面，我们有很多的试炼，很多的比较困难的环境，但是呢，我们可能没有想到说应该要喜乐。
We're tempted to be angry, frustrated, impatient, losing faith.
我们可能里面有这个倾向性，我们要来生气发脾气，我们要觉得很这个很不好受，我们觉得很沮丧，我们甚至有抱怨，甚至失去信心。
Yeah, maybe we fail these because our focus shifted from the Lord to the things around us.
我们之所以会经历这种感情这种感觉，是因为我们的里面的这个中心改变了，我们不再定睛在我们主的身上，我们来看环境，我们就有这样的一个难处出来。
So we lost joy.
我们就失去喜乐了。
Yeah, and then maybe because we failed the test because we didn't know God's heart.
也许我们失败了，那是因为说我们不明白神的心。
Yeah, so I pray that we understand the Lord's using all these trials to perfect us.
我的祷告，我们说每个人都能够明白，都能够理解神用这些环境，神用这些试炼使我们能够完全。
And then we will have a different attitude.
那我们的态度就不一样了。
The last thing is I would like to mention about is the wisdom.
那第二点，我下面那点我分享的就是关于智慧。
So you can see that very interestingly, because right after verse 4, that James says that we will lack nothing, but in verse 5 he says, if any of you lacks wisdom.
那个很有意思，在第四节这里说，好像是我们什么也不缺。可是第五节这里马上就说，如果你们缺少智慧的话。
Yeah, so he says, if so, we should ask of God wisdom.
第五节这里说，我们应该跟神求智慧。
This wisdom is not for us to be successful in our school, or work, or finance, or relationship.
这个智慧不是使我们在学校里面能够学得好，工作上有成绩，好像理财也立得好，或者关系人际关系也很成功。
Yeah, because I think a lot of time we take this verse out of its context, so we just felt, right now I'm facing an exam or interview, so I really need wisdom, right? I pray to the Lord for wisdom.
很多时候我们读圣经的时候呢，我们没有在这个善想文里面来读，所以当我们读到智慧的时候，我们就哦，我现在要经过找工作的面试，我现在要在这个谈恋爱里面，我现在需要这个智慧。
Yeah, but actually this wisdom is give us understanding of things from God's perspective.
但这个智慧的话呢，实际上是给我们能够明白从神的眼光来看我们周围的事情。
And that helps us to endure.
我们有这样的一个眼光的时候呢，我们就能够忍耐了。
Now, James actually explained more about this wisdom in chapter 3, verse 17.
我们雅各弟兄在这个第三章十七节这里面对这个智慧有更多的来讲论。
But we don't have time to talk about that.
但是我们没有很多时间可以来仔细的解释。
Yeah, I hope you can read by yourself.
但是希望弟兄姊妹们都来自己来读。
Yeah, such wisdom will build the gentle character of Christ in us.
这样的智慧的话能够把基督那温柔的性格坐在我们的里面。
The very last thing I'll quickly share is about the result of this endurance and perseverance.
最后我要分享的一点就是当我们经过这个试验的以后呢这个果子生命的果子会结出来。
Yeah, so here the, in verse 11, James talk about, verse 12, James talk about the crown of life.
这里在这个十二节这里面提到说生命的冠冕。
Yeah. He also, our brother already mentioned the word fruit. James also used fruit as an illustration and analogy a couple times in his letter.
我们雅各弟兄也用这个果子结果子这件事情作为一个例子在他的这个雅各书信里面来让我们领会。
Yeah, fruit is a symbol of maturity and fulfillment.
这果子的话呢好像就是那个这个成熟和结成就有成就的这个记号。
And we thank the Lord that He promised us a crown of life, as the reward, at the end of all these trials and training.
我们感谢主，我们的主应许我们，当我们经过这些试炼以后，我们要得到那个生命的冠冕。
That means that life is matured. That's why there's a crown of life.
当你得到这个生命的冠冕的时候，就证明说那个生命成熟了，所以这是生命的冠冕。
In other words, if it's a fruit tree, it grows, it bears a lot of fruits.
或者换句话说，如果这是个果树的话呢，它自然会结出果子来。
I think brothers and sisters, many of you have fruit tree in your yard or garden.
弟兄姊妹们，也许在你的后院，在你的花园里面都种了很多果树。
What do you expect from a fruit tree?
你对果树的期望是什么呢？
If you want to see it grow up, not only that grows beautifully, but you want it bear much fruit and good fruit.
你不光只是希望这个树长得好，你还希望说这个树能够结出好的果子来。
So we thank the Lord that we see here James understand all these trials, all these trainings has a purpose, is for us to be perfected, and then our life can be matured.
我们感谢主，我们雅各弟兄在这里让我们看见说，这些试炼、这些难处，实际上是有个目的，就是我们要经过这些试炼以后，我们要结出那生命的果子，我们要结出这基督的性格来。
Yeah, at the end, there's that we can receive crown of life that shows that our life is that can really be the life of kings to reign with Christ.
当这个最后我们就生命成熟，我们就能够证明我们有。王的性格能够与基督一同做王。
Yeah, so I'll just end my sharing here. Thank you.
我分享今天这里。
Praise the Lord for once again giving us this privilege to come before Him this morning.
我们早晨再次感谢主给我们这样一个权柄能够来到他面前。
And I thank the Lord for the words that my brother just shared.
我为着我弟兄刚才交通的感谢主。
Maybe.Truly be found to be a man after God's own heart.
因为我们真是能够成为合神心意的人。
And to desire His kingdom above ours.
我们也真是渴慕他的国度。
And to desire to be a bondservant of our Lord.
我们也渴慕做我们主耶稣基督的奴仆。
This morning, I'd like to share a few thoughts.
今天早上我要交通几点。
And as I was asking the Lord what to share upon, you know, the last several weeks, I prayed that the Lord would give me a word that is relevant to the times that we are in today.
当我这几周在主面前寻求说要交通什么时候，我祷告主能够给我们应时的话语。
And as I was praying and waiting upon the Lord, one night, you know, I had a dream.
当我在主面前等候的时候，一天晚上我做一个梦。
And in this dream, I was reading the Bible.
那个梦是我在读圣经。
And, as I was reading the Bible, the Lord drew my attention to a particular verse.
当我在读圣经的时候，主吸引我到一节经文。
Now this is a verse I had read many, many times.
这些经文是我曾经读过很多遍的。
And I just kind of passed over it.
也许我读的时候就这样读过了。
But this time the Lord allowed me to pay attention and suddenly those words jumped out at me.
但这一次好像主要我特别留心，所以这些经文就跳出在我的面前。
So it's almost when you look at a diamond, the light, you know, you get a sudden spark of light that hits you. It was like that.
就好像你在看钻石的时候，主要有一个非常闪烁的光来吸引着你的眼光。
And the Lord allowed me to see something very precious in that word.
那主就在那句经文里面让我看见非常宝贵的地方。
And I was so excited, I went and shared that word with brothers and sisters in the assembly.
所以我就非常兴奋，我就和弟兄姐在聚会中和弟兄姊妹交通。
And they also were overjoyed and the Lord was glorified.
他们也非常喜乐，而主就得到荣耀。
And then of course I woke up.
当我醒来之后
，and I tried to you know think about what that verse was，
所以我就试着想在默思那句经文的意思
，and I couldn't recall，
但是我却想不起来了
，I tried hard，
我非常努力
，and yet I couldn't recall，
但是我却想不起那些经文在哪里
，so I shared with my wife Carol。
所以我就和我姊妹 Carol 交通。
And I mentioned this dream to her as well.
那我就把我的在所做的梦告诉她。
But that I could not recall what that verse was.
但是我也跟她说，我却想不起那些经文是什么。
And then, that morning, in my morning devotion, I was actually reading about Joseph.
那天早晨当我在晨更读经的时候，我读到约瑟的故事。
And the dreams,that he had interpreted when he was in prison, the dream of the chief cupbearer and then the dream of the baker.
也就是约瑟在那时候被囚禁在监里的时候，他做一个梦，做到王的酒政和膳长。
And we know, of course, whatever Joseph interpreted in their of their dreams came to pass.
所以我们知道约瑟为那酒政和膳长所解的梦都实现了。
But yet I could not recall what was in my own.Dream. And so I was coming before the Lord and praying.
但是我自己却想不起我在梦中所得到的经文，所以我就来到主面前祷告。
And I was getting a little frustrated.
那我就有一点沮丧。
But then the Lord showed me something.
但是后来主又把一件事情指示给我。
He immediately opened my eyes to this verse in Proverbs chapter 30 verse 5.
主就立即把箴言书三十章第五节指给我看。
And the verse is, it says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to them who put their trust in him.
这里是说，神的言语句句都是炼净的，投靠他的，他就做他们的盾牌。
In some versions, it uses the word true instead of pure.
这个炼净有些版本放哦，就算说真理。
Sorry, go ahead. And in some versions, he uses also the word instead of trust, it says refuge.
在有些经文讲盾牌呢，也把它翻译成是避难所。
So what the Lord was telling me through this verse was that I ought to consider every single word in the Bible as precious and pure.
所以这些经文告诉我的就是主告诉我说我应当把神的每一句话都当作是炼净的，是真实的。
So not one particular verse, but every word of God is pure.
所以换句话说不是只是一节经文，而是每节经文都是炼净的。
And that really comforted me.
那这句话真的是叫我得到安慰。
You know, we thank the Lord for the preciousness of His word.
我们感谢主，因为他的话语何等宝贵。
And when we approach the Bible with this mindset, the Lord will never shortchange us.
当我们以这样的心态来 接触神的话语的话，神总不亏负我们。
You know, brothers and sisters, it is so important for us in these times to come back to His Word, to come back to the Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在这样的一个时代里面，实在回到主的话语是何等重要的事。
You know, we live in a time, and we call it the information age. There is no shortage of all kinds of information that we have access to today.
我想我们都知道，我们现在是活在一个知识爆炸的时代。我们是周围是不缺知识的。
But maybe really go back to His words, back to the Bible.
但是我们实在是真正应该回到主的话语，回到圣经。
May we truly realize that His word is indeed a living word.
我们真的能够认识到主的话是活道。
You know, in these last 2 years, as our brother shared and many other brothers have shared, the Lord has allowed us to go through this time of testing or shaking.
在过去两年，好像弟兄啊，许多弟兄姐妹们交通的，主容让我们经历这些试炼。
And as a result, you know, we are meeting in this fashion right now.
结果我们现在好像现在正在线上聚会这个形式。
And the shaking has caused us to really ponder upon, you know, where are we putting our faith or our footing on?
好像这样一个震动呢，叫我们再认识到我们的根基在哪里。
You know, individually, are we taking refuge in or security in our money or our careers or anything else?
我们每一个人是不是把我们的避难所，把金钱，把我们的自己的财务当做我们的避难所？
Or even maybe health or family.
或是把我们的健康，把我们的家人当做我们的避难所。
Has anything taken the place of Christ?
有没有任何东西已经取代了基督的地位？
Do we really know where our true foundation is?
我们是否真实知道我们真实的基础是什么？
And corporately, you know, as His church, have we been placing emphasis on the outward appearance or the inner life?
而团体而言，就教会而言，我们是不是只是看外表呢？还是应该看内心？
And we can see that in this time of shaking, you know, the Lord is really trying to get our attention.
因为我们看到这个震动，就是主真的是要吸引我们的注意力。
If our attention was only on the outward form, then perhaps many have stopped coming.
就是让我们不要去专注于外表，这些也许已经都没有不存在的东西。
And many may have given up or felt dejected.
我们看到很多人好像因着只靠外表的话就没有寻找或者是被弃绝了。
Yet we thank and praise the Lord that He is still the same.
但是我们感谢主，因为他仍然是不变的。
He is gracious and full of mercy and allowed us to even utilize this virtual platform so we can continue to fellowship together.
因为他还是蛮有恩典，蛮有怜悯，他让我们能够用这种线上的方式继续聚集。
And then, you know, a few Sundays ago, there was another verse that the Lord drew my attention towards.
而几个主日之前呢，有几句话主又让我能够来吸引我的注意力。
And this is, you know, Brother Juan was sharing, you know, about on prayer.
这是银环弟兄所交通的祷告的事情。
And it was a verse from 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1.
那是在撒母耳记上三章一节的话。
And here it says, Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision.
童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华，当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
My attention was drawn to the phrase, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days, there was no frequent vision.
这些经文我所注意到的是耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
Brothers and sisters, we're living in a similar time where the word of the Lord is rare.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在所处的好像是类似的时代，就是耶和华的言语稀少。
Now, we may have access to many avenues to hear His words, you know, by spiritual books,by messages, by conferences.
我们也许接触到主话语的管道很多，我们有可以有从属灵的书籍或是特会或是很多的信息。
But am I or are we paying true attention to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us?
但是我们是否真的注意到圣灵想要对我们所说的话？
Do I have a true desire for his words or are other words drowning out what he's saying to me?
我是否对主的话真的是有渴慕呢？还是让其他的话语把主的话淹没了？
So once again, I'm reminded in that the verse we read earlier in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, that every word of God proves true, that he's a shield to those who put their trust in him.
所以这就让我再带到我回到刚才我讲的箴言书30:5，神的言语句句都是真实的，投靠他的他就做他们的盾牌。
We praise the Lord that he has given us his word and his Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主，因为主把他的话赐给我们，也把他的圣灵赐给我们。
Every one of us who believe on the Lord, we have the indwelling Holy Spirit.
凡是信主的都有圣灵内住在我们里面。
And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is able to bring us into all truth.
所以我们看到圣经上告诉我们说，圣灵能够带领我们进入一切的真理。
There's an emphasis on this word truth.
因为我们看见这句话里面有强调一点，就是真理。
We know that the world around us is desperately seeking the truth.
我们知道在我们周遭的这个我们活的世界里面，世人都想要追求真理。
But yet relying on their own methods and they aren't able to come to it.
但是他们想要靠自己的方式去追求，却追求不到。
For example, look around us. Almost anything, when you go online, you always have people's opinions, reviews, surveys.
比如说我们如果到网上去看的话，看到很多很多人有自己的意见，有自己的想法，有自己的思维。
Even if you're going to go out to a restaurant, you're going to go and try and read other people's reviews to see whether it's good or bad.
甚至说当你想要去用餐的时候，你就去看看网上对这个餐厅的评价，你发现每个人很多人有不同的评价。
People are seeking the truth, but the scripture tells us the real truth is in the word of the Lord.
人们是在寻找真理，但是圣经告诉我们说，真正的真理是在主耶稣里面。
So the Lord reminds us again, as we had read earlier, that in those days the word of the Lord was rare.
所以主提醒我们，就是说在那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少。
So for us,Because we have the Lord's word, what a blessed privilege we have.
所以感谢主，我们
His word.
所以我们怎么样来接触，来靠近这些话语？
I'll share a few points, and I don't know whether we will be able to cover everything, but as the Lord wills, we will go through a few points.
我想要交通几点，我不知道有没有办法交通完，但是靠着主的怜悯，能够交通多少。
First thing is for us to recognize His word.
我们第一点要交通的就是我们必须能够认识主的话。
For example, we recognize that it is the living word.
我们首先要看见主的话是活道。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, it says, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword.Piercing to the division of the soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
希伯来书4:12这里说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
So the word of the Lord is living and active.
所以我们看见主的道，主的话是活泼的，是有功效的。
Next, we see that the word of God is truth. So we recognize this as truth. In Psalms 119:160, it says, The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever.
第二点我们要认识的话是主的话就是真理。诗篇119:160那里有说，你话的总纲是真实，就是真理， 你一切公义的典章是永远长存。
The sum of your word is truth.
你话语的总纲就是真理。
Next, we recognize that it remains forever. It endures forever.
那下一点我们要看见的话，就是主的话是永远长存的。
In Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 25, it says, "But the word of the Lord remains forever."
也彼得前书一章二十五节那里讲说，唯有主的道是永存的。
You also know that the word of God keeps us pure.
我们也知道主的话可以使我们保持纯净。
Psalms 119 verse 9, it reminds us, how can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word.
诗篇119篇第9节那里提醒我们，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
Then again, in verse 11,
就是照着主的话，就是顺服了，当然也有不顺服的。
And you know, as a father, I can tell you the importance to for my children to, even though they're older now, to obey and not necessarily cross question or look for a way out.
所以作为一个父亲，我对我孩子们的期望，当然他们现在已经长大了，可是我的期望就是他们还是能够顺服，而不是来一直来责问我。
Doesn't mean that they have to fully understand, but the importance for us to obey him at his word.
并不是说我们必须完全明白主的话，我们才能顺服。
And then, of course, those verses that we do understand, the Lord wants us to definitely live it up, obey it.
在另外一方面而言，对于那些我们明白的话语，当然主也是希望我们能够信而顺服。
So it's important for us as believers.To not only recognize the word, but also to receive his words.
所以对我也很重要，就是不仅我们认识到主的话，我们还要接受主的话，并且顺服。
In James chapter 1, verse 21, it says, Therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness and receive it, that's the word, with meekness, the implanted word, which is able to save your souls.
所以雅各书说一章二十一节有这样的说，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道话。
And so then the next step is for us to live out his words.
所以下一点就是我们必须要能够把主的话活出来。
So we recognize, we receive, and now we live out.
所以我们认识到主的话，我们也接受了。然后我们要把它活出来。
In James chapter 1 verse 22, you're reminded to be doers of the word, not just hearers only.
雅各书一章二十二节那里提醒我们说，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道。
And you know, we truly need the work of the cross in us on a daily basis.
所以我们真是在每天的生活里面都需要十字架的功课。
So the Lord may allow us to be able to live out what we have recognized and received from Him.
好叫主真能使我们活出来我们所认识到的、所听到的主的话。
We know that His word will guide us along our way.
我们知道主的话能够在我们的道上引导我们。
You know, in Psalms,chapter 119 also, verse 105, it says, Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
因为诗篇119篇105节那里有说，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
And I'm always reminded, you know, the lamp allows us to see where we place our footing on, you know, as we walk.
因为我们知道灯实在能够照明我们所要行，我们脚步上所要行的路。
And the light allows us to see where we are going.
而光也让我们看见我们究竟要往何处去。
So the Lord's words are a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
所以主的话就是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
We also know that we are able to overcome the enemy by His word.
我们也知道我们要战胜仇敌要靠主的话。
In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17 it says,Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
以弗所书六章十七节那里有说， 并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
So brothers and sisters, may we learn to abide, to remain in His words.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们真的学习到能够常常住在主的话语里面。
To be grounded, to be steadfast.
我们能够很稳定的有这样一个坚固的基础。
So although there is a time of shaking around us, we may find our footing, our refuge in His words.
所以虽然在我们周围也许很多事物叫我们下沉，但是我们可以在主的话语里面得到我们的根基，得到我们的保障。
So maybe learn to read His word daily, to read it diligently.
所以我们真是能够学习每天都来殷勤来读主的话。
You know, my mom always, when we were younger, and I still remember even now, she would tell us before you read the word, you know, to pray this prayer from Psalms 119 verse 18. Says, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law.
那我小时候，我母亲常常提醒我们，她说，在你要读神的话语之前，一定要先有这样的祷告，好像诗篇119:18那里说的，求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
I can tell you, you know, whenever I have come before the Lord with this prayer, the Lord has not even once shortchanged me.
我可以真是很笃定的和大家说，每次来到主的面前，主从来没有亏负过我。
And then maybe meditate on His word throughout the day.
所以我们真的是每天，每天都能够默想主的话语。
And what the Holy Spirit shows us, maybe acknowledge it and live it out, be obedient to it.
每当圣灵启示我们的时候，我们就可以认识到，我们也可以够遵行。
You know, my younger son recently got his driving license.
我的小儿子最近拿到他的开车执照。
And you know, I was reminded, as I was telling him many times, it's not just that he needs to know the rules, or that he even accepts the rules, but he has to obey those rules while he's driving. Otherwise, he's in trouble.
所以我一直提醒他说，不仅仅他要认识到这些交通规则，领受这些交通规则，更重要要遵守这些交通规则。
So likewise for us, may this living word of the Lord be truly living in our hearts and maybe live it out daily.
所以同样的，我们祷告让主的话真是能够不仅我们认识到，也能够遵行。
Maybe come back to His words.
我们也能够回到主的话语里面。
Shall we pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that your word is indeed a living word.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你的话实在是活道。
Lord, continue to wash us in your word.
主啊，继续用你的话语来警醒我们。
Cleanse us of all our sin and self-life that constantly tends to block out your life in us.
也靠你的话来洁净我们一切的不义。
Lord, set us free and set us apart to be a vessel for your glory and honor.
主啊，真是让我们能够分别出来，为着荣耀你，成为一个器皿。
Lord, make us ready to be that bondservant, the one who is waiting upon his master.
主啊，真是帮助我们做一个好的仆人，能够等候主人的回来。
The one that is ready to do your will.
也能够预备好行你旨意的人。
Lord, we just thank you, we praise you.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Thank you, Lord, the good work you have begun in each one of us. Even now, you are faithful to accomplish it.
主啊，谢谢你在我们每个人身上已经动了善功，你也必很信实的能够完成。
Prepare us for your return.
主啊，预备我们为了你再来。
Lord, we indeed long for your presence.
主啊，我们实在是渴慕你的同在。
In your presence, there is fullness of joy.
因为在你的面前有满足的喜乐。
Lord, draw us nearer to you.
主啊，帮助我们来吸引我们来到你面前。
Teach us, Lord, to daily deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow you.
愿主真是每天教导我们能够舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从你。
To pursue after you.
能够追求你。
To pursue after your kingdom.
能够追求你的国度。
We thank you, we praise you.
我们感谢你，赞美你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉告主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Before we conclude, I just have a few announcements.
在我们结束之前，我有一些简单的报告。
And encourage brothers and sisters to please refer to the SCA's website if you need more details.
如果你想要知道更多的细节的话，我们请弟兄姊妹可以到我们聚会的网站上去看。
So please continue to remember our various meetings in your prayers.
请继续为我们在祷告中为我们各样的聚会来祷告。
You know, I'm reminded now we are in week number 102.
Again?
Week number 102.
现在是102周的报告。
Since we've been meeting this way.
我们从这样线上这样聚会的话已经是这是第102次了。
But we thank the Lord, He has been faithful throughout.
我们感谢主，他实在是信实的。
And so, you know, just encourage brothers and sisters to please not forsake the assembling together.
所以我们在祷告中纪念所有弟兄姊妹不要停止聚会。
May we take hold of every opportunity the Lord has given us to come together.
能够抓住每一个机会，好叫抓住每一个主要让我们聚集的机会。
So please remember, our meetings next Sunday, Brother Godwin's son will be sharing the word and Ben will be interpreting for it.
请纪念我们下个主日的聚会是孙弟兄交通，孙家荣弟兄翻译。
Please remember in your service and in your prayers.
请在祷告中纪念我们弟兄们的服事。
Please also continue to remember the children's meetings that are on Fridays and on Sundays.
请继续在祷告中纪念我们儿童们的聚会是星期五和星期天主日。
That the Lord may capture the hearts of our young ones.
我们祷告主能够抓住他们的心。
And for the Sunday breaking of bread meeting, we will continue to meet online.
主日的擘饼聚会我们仍然在线上举行。
Until further notice.
若有变化，我们告诉弟兄姐妹们。
So the breaking of bread meeting starts at from 10 to 10:50.
擘饼聚会从10点到10点50分。
And then the message meeting starts after that all the way till noon.
然后直到信息聚会之后就有信息聚会直到中午。
Also encourage brothers and sisters to reserve some time at 9:30 to meet for prayer if you're able to.
也鼓励弟兄姐妹们，如果你时间允许的话，能够主日早上9:30就来线上我们一起祷告。
And then, just a general announcement. If anybody has a desire to obtain their offering receipt from the previous year, from 2021.
这个提醒，如果你需要去年2021年报奉献的收据的话，
please refer to the website and email the brother's contact information that is provided and he will send you the receipt.
你可以和我们杰尼弟兄联络，杰尼弟兄的电子信是电子邮箱的地址是在我们聚会的网站上有。
Please once again, you know, continue to pray for our meetings and for brothers and sisters, and may the Lord truly lead us and show us how we can care for one another during these times.
所以真是我们也祷告，愿主显明在这段时间里，我们如何更多的照顾所有的弟兄姐妹们。
You know, not rely on our own methods, but really on His leading.
我们不要靠只靠我们自己的方法，而是要靠着主的带领。
And please also continue to remember the gospel meeting, the work of the gospel, not just in our church meetings, but in our daily life as well.
所以也继续纪念福音的聚会，不仅是教会里面福音的聚会，而且在我们每天生活里面传福音的负担。
So may the Lord continue to lead us and guide us forward.
愿主继续来引导我们，带领我们向前。
I think this will conclude our announcements and our time today.
我们的报告就停在这里。
May the Lord bless each one of you.
愿主祝福大家。
Thank you.
谢谢。